is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time for Enlightenment in the City with Eli Hoshotara on the News for the Soul Network. Eli is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. Eli tells it like it is. Welcome Eli Hoshotara back to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. My name is El Maya Hoshiamtara. I'm here as your host for this hour on newsforthesoul.com. We do have lines open today, so you can call into 1-646-595-4274, and the 1 is your international designation. So 1-646-595-4274. You can also go to our website. That's newsforthesoul.com. So we already have a couple of callers on the air. We have 203 and 602, and we're going to do things a little bit differently today. Spirit is saying, let's do the callers first before anything else. So area code 203, you are on the air with El Maya Hoshiamtara.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. What can we do for you today?
I've never spoken with you before, so I'm not sure what you do, but I just had an incident with a wild animal and some dogs, and I don't want to be graphic, but wondering if you could pick up on it. Do you do anything like that?
I do readings. So are you wondering about like why it happened, that sort of thing?
No, if the animal is okay, or if it's going to pass quickly.
Okay, so one moment here. It's going to be a rather slow and torturous death, but it'll at about 24 hours.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
I feel so bad.
Let's see here. And I can't give you anything. Sometimes like we tell pets to, I can't tell you anything. It's just part of the process and unfortunately very clear. I can't interfere any further in that. So I can't give you really any advice on how to handle that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I've called rehabbers and animal control and police and so on. And, there really isn't much I can do because it has gone into its hole. Can you tell me, it's a den? The other family members, do they help with this? Give comfort or anything?
Okay, one moment. There's people sort of around, and one person actually tries to reach out. I see a young woman, but it's actually really not a good idea. It becomes like, this is dangerous. Some of the other family members are just kind of like, okay, you know, they're there, but really not putting focus on or not putting much attention on what's going on. And
I'm sorry, I don't mean that. I'm talking about the animals in the den, the family members in the den. Where the
animals one moment.
Escape to.
Okay.
Thank you.
So they're around. There are other ones in there. They're not really going to be doing anything. It's the same sort of thing. It's just like they're there. And the presence can be kind of a comfort, but they understand the process. They understand not to interfere. So it's kind of like when you're a little kid, you know, you're sick on the couch and grandma's, you know, kind of puttering around the kitchen. It's like that. It's loving, you know, she's there, but there's not a whole lot of interference.
Yeah. Can you tell me if there was much suffering when it happened, and I guess you're saying it's suffering now?
Yeah, well, that's kind of, I mean, there's obviously going to be pain. Hold on here. So like with humans, there is a shock, right? When you, if you're in an accident, there's a shock. If you've ever been in an accident, you know, kind of a really severe one, the pain doesn't hit till the next day. Like, you know, when you wake up the next day, you're going to be sore. But the shock of all the adrenaline pumping through your body has you not feel the impact as much as possible. So it seems more like that state that's happening. Let's see if it'll last until it passes. I'm actually being asked not to check into it any further. The animal is just asking to be able to have its process and just to be allowed to do what it needs to do. So very, very clear, you know, please leave me alone.
Okay.
And just to have the final moments to gather and do what it needs to do.
Okay.
I understand you. Yeah, go ahead.
I totally shut down. I think I went into shock too. I don't know why, maybe just to take care of things and make calls, but, or maybe I just understand the process. I don't know, but I'm beat, though. I feel beat, exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's normal. I mean, that's, you know, it's not an easy thing to deal with, right? Whenever you've got an accident like that, especially when you know how it's going to end.
Yeah. Okay, so my prayers won't do anything and the animal doesn't even want my prayers?
Prayers from you is different than me interfering. So absolutely, prayers from you are welcome. Understanding having that, it's not about sending love, but sort of more like, hold on here. It's more about being in that reality of, like, what happened, why it happened, and that's pretty much what the animal is asking for you is for you to be in the reality of, like, this is what went on. So it's not about, you know, that's pretty much it. It's about basically just coming to that truth and coming to that understanding with the animal, and then it's like that's what's going to make things okay. Because it really does understand. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It's a lot more about having that understanding. Like the animals understand a lot more than sometimes people think that they do. And I'm sure you know that. So it's just really about, it's just wanting that reality and to be able to sit in that truth. And so everything else is kind of superfluous. It doesn't really matter a whole lot. It doesn't mean much. It just wants to be able to sit in that space of truth and reality with you, and then it'll let go.
Okay. Was it in the vegetable garden? You know, it's interesting. I looked out the door and I saw a bird before I let the dogs out, and I banged on the glass and the bird flew away. So I just assumed it's all clear. I let the dogs out and then this happened. And was the animal in the vegetable garden and crossed over when the dogs went out, crossed their path, or was it where they found it?
Would have been where they found it.
It was where they found it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm asking these questions so the owners can, you know, maybe avoid, there is a den there. So we need to figure out how to avoid a future happening. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry to put this on the air, to have everyone here, but I thank you. It's going to help me.
Okay, good. And don't worry about putting it on the air. That's what we're here for. And, you know, my producer is of the opinion things come to the air because somebody else out there needs to hear it. So stuff like this always serves.
Okay. Thanks for your understanding. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, just going to do a clearing here. One moment. Okay, area code 267. You are on the air with El Mayahoshi Amtara. And 602, if you're hearing this, you can get back on if you would like. Area code 267, hello.
Hey, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Hi, Jessica. How you doing? I'm good. You?
I'm good. I am good. I'm calling because I feel like I'm getting sort of confusing messages from Spirit, and I would like your thoughts about what the heck is going on. Okay. I called you like several months ago before my lease was up for this house I was renting. And
right.
My lease became up, and I've been on this adventure for the last like 2.5 months, jumping around from different places, campgrounds, hotels, motels. I healed a lot, learned a lot, surrendered a lot. Over these last like couple of months, there wasn't anything that was like really coming available for me to go look at. But recently, things have been coming available, and Spirit knows exactly what I want. I probably have like 6 things that are like the top things that I want, and it seems like they purposely don't give me 1 or 2 of the things, and I played around with just settling and like just taking anything because I do need a place. I've been living in a motel.
Right.
But there are certain things that I just like can't say yes to. So I'm not sure what they are doing, because part of me also feels like, am I not being firm enough about what I want? I mean, they do know what I want. Is it like a worthiness thing, or is it like just get over? Like, for example, I saw an apartment today. It seems fine. It's an apartment. I don't want to live in an apartment, but fine. I've already been through this adventure. I'm ready to move on, so I'll live in an apartment again. But there's tons of EMS, like so much. So, like, I walk around with a reader, and it's, like, in the red zone, which is the highest of, like, the EMS. Like, I'm never going to be comfortable living there, even if it's just a month. And they're telling me it's just temporary, but yet, I don't know. So what the heck is going on? I don't like not understanding the messages that they're giving me, or like feeling like I'm sick and not getting it, or being stubborn. I don't think that I am.
So first off, I mean, sometimes things, what we understand on this side, sometimes they don't understand on the other side, such as not going to be good for you and healthy for you to live in a high red zone for a month. Okay. Like, obviously. I do definitely see that where there's some blockages where it's like, we can get you to almost there, but there's always this like 1 or 2 things where obviously things are not going to work. And I see that right with you. It's like again and again and again and again. So give me a moment here. Let's see.
And also, I'm sorry, just to interrupt you, not to interrupt your like thought process, but they know I don't want EMS because I just saw a house that I wasn't perfect, but I could deal with it. It had no EMS. It was in the woods. It was exactly the town I wanted. It was somewhat perfect. I would have taken it, but I spoke to the owner, and she was like a crazy woman. Well, she was an accountant, and she was all left brain. You have to be making 3 times the rent, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. It was just like it was not happening. So they know what I want. Like, I have seen glimpses. Like, they have gotten the message.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm glad you said no to controlling. That's good, because that's obviously going to be hard to live under. So one moment here. Let's see. Okay, so there's something interesting happening where you kind of got – there's one energy around, and I don't like it, to put it politely. And so I would actually call Jane Phillips on Monday. She's on alternate Mondays. I would call her and get an entity removal number 1, you know, old contracts, all that sort of thing, to see if she can get rid of that one that's hanging around that I don't like it, because that's one of the ones that you're talking to. And talk about a bad attitude. So here's the thing. When I see people who have been through a lot in the past, you know, they're survivors, they're doing really good now, but they've really been through the ringer in the past. Sometimes the way that the trauma gets held in the body actually stops people from being able to tell what it is that they need and what's going to be beneficial for them. And it can actually interfere with your ability to be able to read situations, but it also tends to fudge with your energy when it's going out. And you've said in the past that, you know, sometimes it's like people are scared of you. And that can happen when there's trauma held in the body because of the energy that it gives out, because we can pick up on those things from other people, but it doesn't even take much. Like, you can be having a perfectly fine day. You can be saying hi. You can be very friendly, and it can seem to, like, almost blow up in your face. Either people act insulted or they're being rejecting and those sorts of things, and that can make it a lot harder to go and get the places that you want or need, because the people that you're wanting to say yes to may be able to pick up on that energy, and it's not something you're going to be able to control. It would have to be something that would have to be worked out. So you're going to have to talk to somebody who deals with trauma. I like, for if you've got physical issues or if you've been in, like, a physical accident, anything like that, I really like visceral manipulations, people who deal with trauma with that, because there's things in the body that can affect that. Because what I'm doing is, if I look at before you going through and dealing with trauma versus after and getting that help, I see all of a sudden sunshine and roses on one side, and not going through that process, I tend to see we're going to have a lot of headbutting. And the reason I want you to talk to Jane is because I actually see one of the entities that you should be saying no and stopping talking to is really having a good time fucking with your head. So it becomes, oh, look, let's go here. Oh, look, let's go there. And it's always these situations where it's just enough to drive you crazy, because it's like, it should work. It's so close. But how come we can't get there? And I can never get you there as is, but with going through getting some trauma resolution, all of a sudden I can get you there. And not only can I get you there, but it's actually a little funny to say I can get you there, you can get you there. So it becomes like walking through a cave and there's, you know, they're doing some sort of like funny business and it doesn't feel very good versus walking into a meadow with a sunny day. And unresolved trauma has much more of an impact than people think, like to such a huge degree. It fucks with your energy. It fucks with your energy output. It messes with your ability to be able to read people accurately. And, of course, as we see now, you get these entities that also have fun just sort of like going on for the ride, because it becomes easy pickings to mess with you, because you've got like this sort of the problem with negative experiences is sometimes, like, when we've had things not go our way when they should have, or people aren't capable of cooperating with it, it's more than it just places doubt in our mind. If you have enough of it, it can really start to do, I don't want to quite say holes. Holes isn't accurate, but it's like there's some sort of gap in the energy that negative energy can come in. And you've got this thing that's using everything it can, and it's not hard for it to do, unfortunately, that really makes it easy to mess with you. So I can get you at, like, 5 years down the road still having problems just because things are able to mess with you. And I would really like to see you have a much easier life than that, a lot sooner than that.
So I just so happened to be home from work. I don't know, I guess it was a couple of days ago, maybe I guess on Monday, if you're saying she's on Monday. And I caught Jane's show and I called into it. I called into it about the, my work. And she did a scan and she said that there were no entities. So, because it's interesting, I'm going through, and also what I'll say is that maybe I said so on a different show, but I don't remember it, on how people would get scared of me sometimes or something. I don't remember that.
And you probably were joking, but yeah.
Okay. I don't remember that. Okay. And then I'm going. So also, there, I guess there's two other things. The I had recently moved to Pennsylvania, like around 7.5 months ago or 8 months ago, maybe now. And I manifested this big house. It was a great house. It was decent price. So I was able to get to that, and then spirit or my soul, whatever you want to call it, took me through this like whole experience. So that was interesting. And then along the journey, like I wasn't working for, I haven't worked for someone in years. I had to go through like a lot of clearing with accepting just like any job. And I started working in retail and whatever. I finally like got through all that. So I thought that maybe spirit was like putting me through something, because I feel like I was like settling to get a job, but it was, I needed the money. I was like running out of money.
Right.
So I sort of had to like force myself in a way into a situation that I didn't want to do with work, because it was like, you need a job, you need to work 8 hours a day, even though I haven't done that for somebody else for years. And
right.
Now I'm like walking up the scale of like, I already transitioned out of like two jobs. I'm on my other one, and I just got called for an interview for another job. So I keep going higher up with like the price and with what I'm getting paid. And I was thinking, okay, maybe spirit's doing this with my housing situation too. But okay. Well, anyway, so you're saying that it's an entity that's messing with me. And
yes.
Okay. I'll
yeah.
just sit with
and,
that.
You know, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, do a clearing. You might think of it as a spirit guide, but it's got a really bad attitude. You know, it's kind of like the schlocky neighbor down the block with the bad, you know, the guy who's always full of advice, but he doesn't know much. And that's what I'm seeing, you know, and as for Jane, I mean, Jane is brilliant. I want to be absolutely clear about that. But I mean, you know, there's always, you know, whether it's showing up as a spirit guide or whatever is happening, or whether it's showing itself now. I don't know. I trust Jane. I know she's good, but I mean, we're all human at the end of the day, basically. So, you know, so whatever is going on with that is just what I can see, and I can see it very clearly, and I can definitely see it messing with you. So it's up to you what you want to do with it, whether you want to try somebody else for doing clearing. That might be another option, but there's definitely something fucking with you.
Okay, so it's not a situation as far as, like, the place I saw today to just, like, force myself to take it and, like, just move forward. That would be, like, the wrong... Because, I mean, frankly, I don't really have time to go through all this healing stuff anymore. I mean, I know that sounds kind of, like, weird or shitty or what, but, like, I need to move forward with, like, picking a place. Because, again, I'm, like, in a motel, you know, and, it, like, I've
right.
been living
yeah.
like this for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, you know what, it's up to you. And I understand, you know, especially if, you know, there's certain things that haven't been resolved, but... somatic stuff, the visceral manipulations, it is different. And I've seen a lot of people with some of the issues that, you know, you're having with, you know, not being able to see, or like, this is actually going to work for me. I have seen great results with that, which is one of the reasons why I recommend it, but everybody's got their journey. You know, and if you're like absolutely like, you know, frick no, the only reason I want it is because I see that it would make a difference for you and make your life easier. But you're the one who has to live it, obviously. But in terms of, you know, if you're just like, you want to go ahead, I really, for the house with all the EMFs, I really see that being as bad news, like really hardcore. That's going to take a lot out of you, which I think you already know. So I think, you know, there's settling. I'd rather see you settling with controlling lady than I would see you settling with, you know, EMFs, because the side effects on your health and everything that else that's going to put you through, that's going to be a much nastier version than a lot of other things that you're going to have to settle for.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I'll look into the visceral manipulation. I mean, that's when I move. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been wanting to say yes to a place for a couple of months, and I just hasn't. It hasn't appeared that Spirit's like, here you go. You could say yes to this and you can move forward. So, I mean, I'll just, I'll see what I could do energy work to get rid of this interfering energy and or I'll just look at it as like, hey, it's not time yet maybe to settle into a place. I mean, that's a little bit hard for me to believe, but, you know.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense to put yourself through all that, you know, because we're all at this point now where it's like our stuff's being called up, our stuff's being called on, we're being called to do it, you know, in the healing thing. I know, I mean, a lot of people have been through it for years, but that is something that's also coming up a lot really in people's faces right now, is that it is something that they're going to have to go through. So it is something, but in the very least, pick the ones that aren't, like, not pick something that you don't have a guarantee it's going to be poisoning your system.
Right. Well, that's what I'm, that's what I've been asking for. Okay. Well, thank you for your insight. And let me see, let me just kind of sit with all of that and see what the story is. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Spirit's really good about delivering stuff to me.
Good.
I think it's just, all right, I'll let it be. Okay, thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so a moment, I'm just going to clear here. Area code 323. Area code 323. You're on the air with El Maya Hoshi Amtara. Area code 323. I heard you for a second there. Okay, we're going to do mailbag now. So we do have lines open, so you can call in, and you can go to newsforthesoul.com to find our number, and that's 1-646-595-4274. So your international is 1-646-595-4274. That's everything you need to be able to call in. So let's see. We're going to do here really quickly. We're going to do Dana in New York because Dana is asking, is the person that they're with their current true soulmate? So one moment here, Dana in New York. So, Dana, congratulations. Looks like you found your beloved. You found your other half. So that's really great. Let's see here. Okay, so now you get to go through the fun part of, oh, crap, is this what it looks like? So there's some stuff that you're going to have to deal with because beloved does not necessarily mean always perfect or always perfect for us as much as we might like to think that. But in terms of true soulmate, you know, as in beloved, yes, absolutely. That's the one that you got. Congratulations. That is a very rare occurrence. And, you know, sometimes that can be a pretty intense thing. Sometimes it can drive you a little bit up the wall. Sometimes it can shatter the illusions of what this is supposed to look like. One moment here. Nope, not allowed to tell you more than that. So congratulations, Dana. You definitely have that, and good luck with it. Let's see here. And we have Evan in New Jersey wants to know if I see his wife and him doing better with their current counselor. So one moment here, Evan in New Jersey. Okay, Evan, congratulations. You've given me one I've never seen before. Basically, your current counselor's got powers. And it's like watching a movie with witches. And up you and your wife go, and down your wife go, and I can see the spells coming out. And I can't actually get you out of it. I can't break the spells in order to be able to do a reading and say, hey, this is what it's going to look like with and without the current counselor. I actually can't get you off the spells. So here, let's see here. Okay, not the counselor, which is good. So first off, you're going to want to call Jane Phillips on Monday. I think she 2 p.m. PST, alternate Mondays. If she's not on quickly, you need to just hire her, point blank and simple. And you actually want to do make sure that you get a clearing and make sure that any spells cast on you are gone. I'm going to say you want to pass on your current counselor and you want to find somebody else, because basically what's going on is there's a witch in the office and the witch is putting spells on you. And like I said, congratulations. The first time I've ever seen this stuff happen. but the counselor seems to be rather unaware of what's going on, and it's not going to be good for you to be going back there, especially since I can't actually get you off them. Now, that's not my strong suit anyway, so, I mean, you know, that doesn't say a whole lot, but I should be able to, unless you're really dealing with something like really, really stuff that you're going to want to stay away from, I should be able to at least put a little bit in it. Oh, look at that. Here we go. And getting attacked. One moment. Crap. I can't do the reading anymore. I'm sorry. It's just kind of like, yeah, nope. Okay. One of those things where it's like, yay, I'll get to go do battle now. Puts on sword. But basically, I would suggest you're not going to want to go there anymore. You're going to want to avoid that completely and make sure that you talk to Jane Phillips as soon as possible. And my words are starting to disappear. So basically any interference with that, it's like, oh, look, there's attack. I'm getting interfered with that. So my voice is starting to go a little funny. So good luck with that. But yeah, so going to cut the reading off there. And one moment here while I deal with that stuff. Yay, I love doing this on the air. One moment. Okay, hopefully gone. One moment here. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening nowadays, and that just happens to be one of them. Okay, let's see. We have Yvette in Winnipeg. Ooh, my Winnipeggers. Just wants a general reading, her message from Spirit for today. So one moment here, Yvette in Winnipeg. Moment. So Yvette, you've got some interesting energies around you too, nothing like the stuff that we're just dealing with, but bottom line, Spirit is telling you it is time to bring out your warrior princess too. So look at that. It's the time period for warrior princesses, and you are being asked to learn how to take a stand against all that bad energy. Get the sword out, sweetheart, and learn how to take a stand and say, no, you actually are very, very strong in terms of the things that you're able to get rid of and the things that you're supposed to be able to deal with. And you actually have a very, very strong capability. You have got such a strong capability that actually you would be a good person for other people to send to say, hey, okay, you're having a problem with the icky energy here. Let's call Yvette in Winnipeg. You got the power, sweetheart, and you were being asked to use it. And, yeah, like really, really good stuff, honey. Like really good. Like that is absolutely amazing. And I wish you the best of luck. And I want to tell you right now, thank you for that, for having that gift, being willing to come into this lifetime and embody that, because we definitely need that this lifetime. And you are definitely really, really good at it. Like hardcore good at it. You are able to take those dark things away. You're able to kick their butts. You're able to clear the energy, all those sorts of things. I would suggest getting some training on that so you know how to do those things. And work on that, but definitely a good thing for you to be having. And you definitely got, a strong talent in that area. So finding somebody who would be willing to do training for that would be a very, very good thing for you. So thank you so much for calling in. It's always good to know those are out there, because that's another time. This is my first getting this as a reading, that somebody's able to kick butt like that on those sorts of planes. And that's absolutely beautiful, because you're definitely needed in humanity right now, completely and absolutely. And I hope you do your work to your fullest potential, because, honey, we need you. So we have, let's see here now. Oh, we have Phil in Sedona, and he wants to know if I could see what he needs to do to open his third eye more. So one moment here, Phil in Sedona. Okay, so Phil, what I'm saying is you actually have a pretty decent capability to see, but here's the problem. You have this habit of kind of stopping and really putting the shutdown on seeing the things that you don't want to see. And it seems like it's a good idea, because it's like, okay, what does Phil keep squashing down? It's like, okay, let's lift it up. And, it's like, oh, it looks like something out of Men in Black. So it's like, okay, we're going to leave the lid down. Thank you, Phil, for shutting that one. We're going to leave that sitting down. Hold on here one moment. One moment here. So basically, here's the thing. You have to learn how to handle them, and not by paying, and by that, I mean, you need to look at getting training for knowing how to deal with those things. Because here's the thing. If you, I'm not saying like, hey, you have to learn how to play with them or play nice, because that would be, they're detrimental. So that would be obviously a good thing to stay away from. The problem is putting the lid on them doesn't really make them go away, and they're coming up a lot. So it's really good that you know not to deal with them. I really want to be clear about that, obviously. One moment here. Moment. I'm sorry, Phil, that's all I can give you for right now. I'm still being bugged by the witch from the previous one, and she's interfering too much. So I get to go fight witches. Yay. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the show for as long as it lasted. Again, my name is Ella Maya Hoshiam Tara. And I will talk to you in 1 week, 3 p.m. PST, New York and Chicago. That's a rush hour every single week here on newsforthesoul.com. And that's Thursdays, 3 p.m. PST. Thank you so much. Sorry to cut it short and a little bit of a strange outgo, but I need to go fight an energetic witch. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.